Megillah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, 2-3, and the Mishnah has two separate topics. The first one wants to answer the question of what happens if someone is out of town on Purim, in a town that reads on a different day than his hometown, so what day does he read on? So, to illustrate the point, let's say in Tel Aviv they read on the 14th of Adar, in Yerushalayim they read on the 15th of Adar. So what happens if a guy who lives in Yerushalayim goes to visit his grandkids in Tel Aviv for Purim on the 14th, or a guy from Tel Aviv goes to visit his grandparents in Yerushalayim on the 15th. So on what day or both days, which day is their obligation? So the answer is straightforward enough. Let me say it before I get to the words of the Mishnah. If the person intends to be back home before Alosa Shachar, dawn, first light, 72 minutes before sunrise, so then he follows his normal custom, what he does back home, and even though he's in, let's say, for example, he has gone, he's a Jerusalem resident visiting his grandkids in Tel Aviv. Even though he's in Tel Aviv and everyone else is going to shul to hear the Megillah on the night of the 14th, since he's planning on going back that night to be sleeping in his own bed, to be home before Alos HaShachar, so he does not need to hear the Megillah on the 14th, and he couldn't say a bracha, etc., even if he, you know, if he was there. Okay? And similarly, another way around. Which means it's going to work out, ultimately, that you could, in theory, be obligated to do Megillah and all other mitzvahs twice, if you are planning on being at Alos HaShachar in Tel Aviv on the 14th and in Yerushalayim on the 15th, you have it twice. And in theory, you could engineer it that you have it on neither. It wouldn't be very recommended, but you could do it and miss your mitzvah altogether. So here is the Mishnah inside. Ben Ir, someone who lives in the city. This is the city who reads on the 14th, like Tel Aviv. Shehalach LeKrach, who goes to a walled city like Yerushalayim. Uven Krach Shehalach LeIr, or a person who lives in the walled city like Yerushalayim who goes to Tel Aviv. Im asid lachazor lemkomo, if he in the future will return back home, meaning he intends to be back before Alos HaShachar, then korak mekomo, then he reads according to his local hometown custom. Psak, not custom. Vim lav, if he's not planning on being back in time for Alos HaShachar, or even if he intended to be back, so he didn't read it on the nighttime, but that morning he finds himself still, let's say, in Yerushalayim, that morning, so now he's there at Alos HaShachar, he'll have to read Megillah, even though he did it yesterday in Tel Aviv, for argument's sake. Then Kore Imahen, since he's there, or intending to be there at Alos HaShachar, he'll have to read with those local community, even if it means doing it a second time. Now, new topic here. The question, we've said that you have to read your Megillah in order, hearing every word from a kosher Megillah, with dio on the parchment, etc. The question is, do you have to hear every word from the beginning, or can you pick up somewhere in the middle of the Megillah and hear it to the end? Now, you'd say, why in the world could you start from the middle? But the answer is that the verse in Esther referring to the writing down of the Megillah and the you know, keeping down the miracle for posterity, it says, this is in the end of Esther and Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Tes, 9:29. So it says, V'tichtov Esther ha-malka bas-avichayel Mordechai Yehudi, Es kol ha-tokef. They wrote down all of the tokef. Tokef means powers. They recorded for posterity the story of those acts of power. Now, whose acts of power? There are three sheets in the Tanaim here. Either refers to the power that starts with Achashverosh, in which case Achashverosh is featuring from the first verse of the Megillah, V'ibimei Achashverosh, and therefore you'd have to hear the whole thing. And that's the sheet of Reb Meir. So the Mishnah says, U'meheichen kora adam esa Megillah v'yoti ba. So, from when must a person read the Megillah? From where must he read the Megillah? To be Yotzi, his obligation. So Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kula. He has to hear the whole thing, because the Tokef, the power we're talking about, is Achashverosh's power. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Me'ish Yehudi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Tokef referring to is not Achashverosh's power, but rather Mordechai's power, in which case, until Mordechai makes his grand entrance to the story of the Megillah, one doesn't need to hear those words, and therefore one must pick up only from Me'ish Yehudi, which is in the second parak of Esther, Pasuk Hey. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Me'achar HaDevarim Ha'ele. Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to actually have it until the words Achar HaDevarim Ha'ele, that's the beginning of the third parak of Megillah, because that's when Haman rises to prominence in the Megillah story, and the points, according to Rabbi Yossi, is the Togef, the power of Haman. Lalach, of course, we hear the whole Megillah from the beginning to the end, like Reb Meir.